This podcast is a collaboration between Money Radio WPSE and the Corey Higher Education Council. For over 30 years, the Corey Higher Education Council's mission has been to empower individuals and strive to create a competitive workforce. The high ed plays a vital role in the Corey area. Here's Dr. Matthew Plotz, Executive Director of the Corey Higher Education Council, along with a special guest.
The Corey Higher Education Council works to provide opportunities for new businesses and budding entrepreneurs in the city of Corey, Pennsylvania. Corey is a community that values the entrepreneurial spirit, evidenced by many small businesses that line our streets. So over the past couple of months, I've had the opportunity to interview Brad Gleason from Gannon and Chuck Gray down at Impact Corey. Both of them work quite a bit in the entrepreneurial ecosystem of Corey. So this month's guest, I'm excited to introduce Rebecca Stein. She is an entrepreneur in Erie, fairly well known. I see you everywhere, and I try to model what we do at Corey High Ed around how you do that with all of the marketing and all of the things that we get to see. So welcome, Rebecca.
Thanks, Matt. I appreciate you having me on today.
So like I said, I noticed the other day there was a post from Matthew Kubik. Am I pronouncing that right, Kubik?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So he had a great post. That's out in California, right? Is that where it was?
Yep. That's where he is. Yes.
All right. So knowing that you have your product in California, you've had a lot of success and you've opened and started essentially two businesses. Can you tell us about the biggest successes that you've had?
Sure. So I guess the way I would look at it, when referring to Room 33, which we opened back in 2017, I would say the biggest success for that would be two things. One, our team. We brought on leadership back when we first launched, and two of them have been with us since the onset, and they're also now owners of the business, which is incredible. And then the other part is we not only survived the challenges of COVID, but we became profitable afterwards too. So for me, those are two things that I, you know, am excited to highlight about the restaurant. But today I'm kind of a minority owner in the restaurant due to the fact that the business that launched because of the challenges of the pandemic, Blind Tiger Spirit Free Cocktails, has become its own beast, and it takes all of my time now and more. And it's really a huge learning curve. You know, it's one thing to open a restaurant, but another thing to launch a product into the consumer packaged goods arena. So we probably first brought our product out in like mid-2021, and we started with like a 32-ounce option. We added a 16-ounce option, and then we recently added cans. And these iterations have happened due to consumer demand, we have found. And it's an evolution, right? You know, you have some major wins and you have some really major losses. And today, you know, we're in about 1,000 stores around the country, and we've received about 25 top-tier awards from national and international beverage competitions, which has been good, but there's still so much of a journey to go.
I appreciate that. I've had some of the product. I've tried it. The thing that amazes me in what you make is the spirit-free portion of it. If you actually have one of these, you cannot believe that there isn't alcohol in it. And that's an impressive thing. And it allows people who are not maybe participating in Dry January that ended yesterday, you know, that gives them the opportunity to have that and possibly go out and still socialize without the alcohol. So that's really something. So you mentioned COVID, which created a lot of difficulty. You mentioned the processes that you've gone through and a lot of the success that you've had. I know for sure, in my experience, at least in the year at the Corey High Ed, that failure can sometimes be a wonderful teacher. Can you tell us about some difficulty that you had through these processes so other entrepreneurs can get an idea of what that might look like and how to get past it?
Sure. So, I mean, the number of times I've failed throughout my life, I couldn't even capture the quantity. And I really think that these failures were really more of a pivot into a different direction. So I don't look at them as like a true failure. It just kind of helped me redirect where I was intended to go. And I believe, so the launch of this product has been the hardest professional journey I have ever been on in my life. And I think having the resilience built up from the things that have happened to me over the course of my lifetime really have helped prepare me to kind of stay focused and steady as things progress in this arena. When it comes to building a product, there's a ton of steps backward and very few steps forward, but the wins are big and they're big enough to kind of carry you through. But I really think when it comes to being an entrepreneur, the most important thing to have is the ability to be risk proponent and to have the grit and determination to stay with something long enough, because I think that's what ends up building a successful business, is being able to outlast the others that don't have that capability.
I appreciate you saying that. One of the things that I talk about frequently, and this can be someone that's entering into their educational journey, a new job, or any number of entrepreneurial ventures, there's always, for people, that little voice in their head that says, maybe this isn't a great idea, maybe I should go a different direction. And it's sometimes our goal at the Corey High Ed to let people know that it's okay to ignore that voice and give it a shot. So when I got down there, one of the things that I was tasked with is working with Chuck Gray down at Impact Corey to kind of build the entrepreneurial ecosystem that of Corey. It's an up and coming town. There's a lot of big things happening. Chuck particularly is a great partner to work with, and I enjoy the journey that we're on. And so kind of evaluating how we were trying to launch businesses or help them get going, I've had the opportunity to work with the entrepreneurial ecosystem through Brad Gleason and the Gannon Beehive and different folks that are working to help others in Erie. And that I would say that group of people are very helpful. And the no wrong door approach, though, it's not the right person to talk to, they can point you in a different direction. It's been really great. So we wanted to try to provide that opportunity to the residents of Corey, and not just Corey, the surrounding areas. So what we've done is Kathy Roach at Gannon did Global Entrepreneur Week, and that was a huge success. Lots of people showed up. And I always say that imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. We're going to try that down in Corey. And I know you already said yes, but I wanted the audience here on the podcast to hear it so we can start marketing it a little bit. Will you come to Corey and share this journey and possibly bring some of the spirit-free beverages with you so we can share them at the Lunch and Learn?
Absolutely. I'd love to.
Well, we're looking forward to that. There hasn't been a formal announcement. I've been working through the process. You know how it goes when you're trying to launch something. We're calling it the Rural Entrepreneur Week. It will be coming to Corey the week of May 20th through the 24th. So anybody that's out there, if you've thought about opening a business or have already opened a business and looking for new ways to get that maximized or find your audience, we'll be offering that no wrong door approach directly to the Corey residents and those in the surrounding area. Earlier this year, the Beehive went down to Union City and there was a tremendous outpouring of support. People came, there was a lot of people there to talk about how they could launch their business or get it marketed through each part of the Beehive. So I feel like there's an appetite in the southern portion of the county for these things. So as the spring progresses, we look forward to May 20th through the 24th. You can come and learn and listen to Rebecca about her journey through creating two businesses and the success that she's had. We look forward to hearing more from you, Rebecca.
Oh, thanks, Matt. Yeah, I look forward to participating when you guys host the event. And I really appreciate you taking the time to talk today.
I appreciate it, too. Well, thank you for sitting with us, Rebecca, and answering a few questions. I'll look forward to hearing more from you when we have that week. I do appreciate your friendship, and I look forward to later this spring.
Likewise.
So coming up next month, we're going to sit down with Dr. David Hurd. Dr. Hurd is a professor of geosciences and planetarium director at Penn West Edinburgh. He is actually coming to the Corey High Ed on March 27th to discuss the upcoming full solar eclipse. We feel like that was a big win. We're excited to hear what he has to say about that event and what's coming up at the beginning of April. So thank you again, Rebecca, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Join us next month for another podcast showcasing the Corey Higher Education Council and Dr. Matthew Plotz, Executive Director of the Corey Higher Education Council. This podcast has been a collaboration between Money Radio WPSC and the Corey Higher Education Council. Learn more at CoreyHighEd.com. That's CoreyHighEd.com.